Beijing. After a Winter Olympics debut like Canmore's Connor Howe, the future of Canada's men's speed skating is in good hands. The 21-year-old long track specialist sprinted to fifth place in the men's 1,500 meters on Tuesday, February 8, at the Ice Ribbon, the crown jewel of Beijing's Olympic venues. "I'm happy how I was able to execute one of my best races at my Olympic debut, with the extra pressure," Howe wrote to The Outlook. "I kept the skating relaxed as opposed to getting tight, so I was able to carry my speed pretty well to the end." Paired against Norway's Allan Dahl Johansson, Howe punched the pace to easily take the head-to-head pairing at a time of 1:44.86 to 0.62 seconds off a podium. Netherlands skater Kjeld Nauwe repeated as Olympic champion in the event, and his countryman Thomas Kroll took silver. South Korea's Kim Min-sook finished with bronze. Related: Connor Howe, Bow Valley's Beijing-bound athletes, "getting on the podium was a long shot, I think, so I'm happy with fifth," said Howe, who won a World Cup silver medal in the event this past December in Calgary. The former Banff Canmore speed skater finished ahead of gold medal favorite and the top-ranked skater in the event, Joey Mantilla of the United States, who finished sixth place. With the opening ceremony and his debut in the rearview mirror, Howe can breathe a bit easier and look forward to the remaining two events he'll compete in, Team Pursuit and 1,000 meters. Along with Canadians Jordan Belchose and Ted Jan Blomen, Howe and his teammates are surely eyeing a podium at the event in Beijing, and for good reason. The trio, ranked third in the world in Team Pursuit, has won four World Cup medals and one World Championship silver over the past two seasons. On February 13 at 6 a.m. is the men's Team Pursuit quarterfinals. The semifinals and finals start at midnight on February 15. The men's 1,000 meters is on February 18 at 1:30 a.m. all times MST. Prior to the 1,500 meters race, many considered the ice at the Ice Ribbon to be slow, but those thoughts were quickly eradicated by the medal-winning Dutchman after the two-decade-old Olympic record was broken twice in a matter of minutes. First, Kroll's 1 hour 43 minutes and 55 seconds beat USA's Derek Parra's record of 1 minute 43 seconds and 95 milliseconds, a long-standing record since 2002 Salt Lake City. However, this newly won Olympics record didn't take 20 years to beat this time, because immediately following Kroll's feat, countryman Nauwe bested it by 0.34 seconds at a time of 1 minute 43 seconds and 21 milliseconds. Nauwe now holds the event's Olympic record and world record at a time of 1 minute 40 seconds and 17 milliseconds. "I can't believe it. I've dreamed about this but wasn't so confident as from 4 years ago," said Nauwe in a press release. "I tried to get some confidence out of my last race, which was the European Championships when I beat Thomas Kroll. My path since the last Olympics was pretty solid. A lot of World Cup wins, two world titles. I have come far, but it was the Europeans that gave me confidence."